Punch.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio when I get to spend time with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo right here at the helm of the Superhuman Nation. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Very good. Very good. Let me turn up your mic a little bit. There you go. That's going to be a lot better. Anyway.
Oh, is that better?
Oh, much better. Yeah, okay. I had you turned down too far.
Was I talking too low?
No. I had the mic turned down.
I have a little voice compared to yours.
Yeah. You're nice. You're so nice to point that out.
I know what. Let's talk about your favorite subject.
Me?
Yes.
Okay. So, as everybody knows, if you've been following my blog, last Thursday, after a 24-hour fast, I started eating keto, and I am determined to be shredded by my 21st birthday, which is June 11th. Of this year. I'm sorry, my 58th birthday. Did I say my 21st birthday? Because I had 21 in my mind, because my goal is to lose 21 pounds in 21 weeks. Someone on the blog, well-meaning, gave me like, everybody's been so gracious. I got a lot of things to talk about. So someone on my blog said that they thought, they wished me a lot of luck and I'm a great guy, but they think 21 pounds in 21 days is a little aggressive. I thought, I didn't say that. I said 21 pounds in 21 weeks. Because I want to lose weight slowly because I don't want to sacrifice any of the muscle that I have right now. And so I weighed myself this morning and I was 241 pounds. When I weighed myself last Thursday in preparation, or actually last Friday in preparation for this discussion, I was 248 pounds. So now it's exciting, but it's not exciting because I know well enough that this is all water weight. I mean, there is some fat loss. There's no doubt about it. I am eating extremely strict 2-to-1 fat to protein keto, and I am not getting any carbs other than a salad that I had the other day, which is, as Alex Leaf will point out, metabolically takes more to digest than it contributes in the way of carbohydrates. But more importantly, the only carbs I'm getting are residually occurring in peanuts and nuts and stuff like that.
And what about like the sugar snap peas that you eat?
Yeah, but there's so little. I mean, I eat probably the equivalent of 15 sugar snap peas, mm-hmm. and the carb value in that is just negligible compared to, I'm getting 2,000 calories a day in fat and 1,000 calories a day in protein.
Now, if you told someone, like a nutritionist, that you're eating 3,000 calories a day and you're losing the amount of weight that you're losing, they wouldn't believe you.
Probably not.
It's all calories in, calories out.
But as someone pointed out, so first of all, I got to thank everybody who was so, when I put that picture of myself up there, and I said, it pains me to put this up there. There was a lot of reason it pains me. It pained me because I let myself get to this point. But also because I feel like a fraud, because I'm sitting here behind the mic telling everybody, suck it up, do what you got to do, think about the endpoints of your behavior, but I'm not walking the walk. And so
You're too tough on yourself.
Okay, but I have to be tough on myself because I'm the one that's here sitting behind the mic.
You're the celebrity.
I'm not a celebrity. I'm far from a celebrity. But you know, you get my point. And so I thought for sure there were going to be people who were going to come out and go, you know, wow, I can't believe you did this to yourself. Look how much body fat you have now. And, you know, who are you to tell us, you know, how we should be living? And instead, the outpouring of support, I got private messages from people who didn't want to post what they wanted to say on the thread. Everybody has been so wonderfully supportive that actually, when I've gone to the gym this week and trained, I pushed extra hard. I understand why professional athletes who are endeared and loved by their fans excel even more and more as their careers go on. Because when I was training and I felt like giving up, I kept thinking, I can't give up. I've got all these people now who are telling me they believe in me. They know that I can do it. It's not me I'm letting down now. It's them. It's an amazing phenomenon.
Well, I don't think that's any different than someone who is, let's say, really heavy on a diet and they start losing weight and they start getting accolades from their peers.
Right.
And that makes them want to do it even more. It gives them incentive.
Yes. And that's why the message has to be support for everybody, who's out there.
That's why when I'm in the gym and I see especially when I see a female that looks muscular or fit and looks good, I always compliment because I know that it feels good to know that what you're doing is working.
And getting noticed.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
So I've been training. I've been eating 3,000 calories a day, 2-to-1. So 2,000 calories in fat, 1,000 calories in protein. So I'm still getting my 250 grams of protein a day. And I'm just as strong as ever in the gym. I'm training just as hard as ever. And it's working. Now the goal is to see if I can just lose a pound a week going forward till the week of June the 11th.
Did you have a carb hangover?
No.
Like from not having any carbs?
No. And that's the other thing. I've been posting back and forth in the thread that Shannon Yorton Pena posted about her ketosis. She's tracking her ketosis. And I posted my blood sugar levels this morning in her thread. My blood sugar levels this morning was 66. I went to the gym and trained like an animal. So I think I am genetically predisposed to thrive on very little to no carbs.
Okay, so since you invoked that, everybody's different. So it might work for you but not work for someone else.
And that's probably true. I'm sure there's people out there that they just can't do a keto diet no matter what they do. They feel terrible. They don't have any energy. They start feeling sick. I think the reason that I adapt to keto so easily is because I've been doing intermittent fasting for how many years now?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that when you fast once or twice, you don't see the benefits because your body looks at that more like this shocking, terrible event. Oh, my God. But when you fast like you and I do once a week for 24 hours and you do that for years, then doing keto is easy. Because how many times have you told me I forgot to eat today?
Well, for me, it's like it used to be difficult to fast.
Right.
But it's not anymore. I the other day I went 19 hours.
I didn't even realize it.
Well, I just was really busy and then I was going to fast for 16 hours or, you know, the intermittent, I think, is 16 or 14.
Right.
So I was going to fast around 14 to 16 hours, and it ended up 19. No, I was 21 hours that day.
Right. And you didn't even, and you were buzzing along.
Yeah.
You said to me at the end of the day, you know, I didn't eat anything today. I better eat something. So it wasn't even like you were hungry yet. You just thought, oh, I better eat something before it gets too late.
No, I wouldn't want to do that all the time because I don't want to waste the hard-earned muscle that I have.
Well, there's a lot of evidence that intermittent fasting does not put you in a catabolic state. There's some really good studies out there. We've talked about them. Stu Phillips has been on the show talking about it. So I don't know that that's actually true. We'll have to see deeper into that as time goes on. But the bottom line is this. I think that my ability to adapt to a zero to – I'm getting under 40 grams to 30 grams of carbs a day right now. And it's like I said, it's just residual carbs. I think that my ability to adapt to that and actually feel good is because I've been doing intermittent fasting for so long.
Okay, so not to change the subject, I want to also talk about another subject near and dear to your heart.
Okay.
Our product is ready.
Thrive. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I feel like, you know, people don't realize it. They see Thrive just come on the scene. They don't realize that it's been 3 years in the making, lots of detours, lots of problems, lots of difficulties sourcing things. I mean, it's been 3 years in the making. I'm excited, but I'm nervous too.
And, well, the nervous is good sometimes, so.
Yeah. I'm nervous because I want to make sure that the product is well received. The supplement industry is filled with snake oil salespeople. It really is. I mean, and I don't want to accidentally look like one because of the uniqueness of this product.
So I know that you sent an email to Dr. Jeff and then about the Garden of Life.
Yes.
The CDC recalled Garden of Life protein shakes.
Right.
Speaking of snake oil,
right.
That made me think about this.
Right.
People have died, or no, 11
hospitalized.
11 sickened and one hospitalized by this Garden of Life protein shake.
Now, we don't know the whole story yet. So here's the interesting thing. Garden of Life tests their protein, just like lots of manufacturers test their protein to make sure that it had zero or whatever the pathogen load is per kilo, blah, blah, blah. And so as a result of that, they're saying that, you know, we don't know where this salmonella came from. We tested our product for it. I've killed your mic. Don't worry about that. Okay. They're saying we don't know where this came from. So the jury is out yet. I don't want to jump on Garden of Life's neck yet and say, oh, look, you know, they're a horrible company, because we know how this works. Look at Chipotle, right? But clearly, you have to be careful about the products you buy, because they have to be sourced and handled properly. And I got to tell you something.
That's why I'm so glad that
AAP,
All American Pharmaceutical, is making our protein powder, because we've been there. We've seen that it's a beautifully clean.
Unparalleled standards. They are unparalleled standards. I have learned so much from working with Dr. Jeff on this about the standards of products. I mean, it's just amazing what they do that people don't realize. They buy a bottle of something and they use it and they think, oh, it is like every other supplement. They have no idea the quality control. Everything is tested at every step of the process over there. That's why it takes longer for them to produce everything. That's why the country of China has entrusted All American Pharmaceutical to make baby formula for the Chinese government. Think about that.
That's amazing.
I know. But anyway, so yes, Thrive is here. I have a feeling we're going to start shipping next week. So we'll take the pre-order banner ad down. We'll put the correct banner ads up. And I hope people buy it, try it, and give me their honest reviews. That's all I want.
And just keep in mind, I mean, this has no thickeners and no
gums.
No gums, nothing like that. So
nothing
when you,
artificial.
So when you mix it, it's going to be like drinking a glass of milk.
Yes.
Basically.
It's not going to turn into pudding. If you're looking for a protein powder that's going to bloat you and make you feel full for 16 hours so you can starve yourself, this isn't it. This is a protein powder that you could drink every hour and it's not going to bloat you. Okay? Nothing artificial. Highest quality ingredients. I mean, standards of quality that are unparalleled. Every single ingredient, we found the best that we could use. The best. Cut no corners. As a result, it's not a cheap product. But I'm hoping that as the product becomes popular, because of the economic scales of volume, that we will actually be able to keep bringing the price down further and further. Because my objective is to make this, to change the landscape of performance-based protein powders and dietary supplements, protein supplements forever.
So I know that you've added colostrum to this.
Right.
With the addition of colostrum, does that help people to gain more muscle?
According to the research, yes. But more importantly, we just talked about iron overload. Well, guess what takes iron out of the body? Ferritin. And guess what's in colostrum? Ferritin.
Wow.
We just talked about iron overload and Parkinson's disease, mm-hmm. And the scientist said,
I know,
you know,
I scheduled that one.
Yeah. Well, and that scientist said, ferritin levels are very important. They seem to drop as you get older. Well, guess what? You're going to have ferritin in your diet if you're using Thrive. So.
Can I get some?
Yes. If you're good to me, you'll get some. Okay, so we can either move on or take a break now, whatever you want to do.
Whatever. I just want to touch on the whole Barbie doll thing that you discussed last week.
Let's do this. Let's take our break now, and then let's come back and dedicate some time to that. Because just a few minutes. I really got my proverbial butt kicked last week after the comments I made.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Even by me.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do this. Take a break. Stay tuned. Come back and listen to Carl do his mea culpa. We'll be right back.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Great mashup.
That's a good one.
That's Belle Biv DeVoe and the Beastie Boys. Who would have ever thought? I got to give a shout out to a few people who have been dedicated to sharing Casual Friday every single time I post it on Facebook. Scott Burbank, he usually listens live. Thank you very much, Scott. Carmela Cierzo, Patrick Rogers, and Peter, and I hope I pronounce your last name properly, Penorgas. All shared the Casual Friday show on Facebook, and obviously we have a lot more live listeners when people do that, so thank you for that.
Thank you. So let's talk a little bit about your comments about the curvy Barbie last week.
I am Thawy.
You got it at dinner that night,
oh,
didn't
man,
you?
I get it.
Not for me. A couple friends of ours.
Friends of ours who listened to the show, and we were out to dinner last weekend. And so it came up about the whole Barbie thing. And, you know, I took my position that I took. We're reinforcing, bad behavior. We're reinforcing, this idea that it's okay to be overweight And holy mackerel, obviously two moms, but young girls, you're telling them that they're bad. You're telling them that it's not their fault. It's their parents' faults. And, a lot of that's true. It is true.
It is true. So I know we talked about this last year sometime when this was going around, but I wanted to bring it up again in light of all of this because perceptions are different. Some people perceive things differently. People perceive bodies differently. Okay. So this was, it was an experiment and it was called Perceptions Perfectionism. Perceptions in Perfectionism.
Okay. And what did they do?
They took a model.
And she happened to be a plus size model.
She was a plus size model. And they sent this to doctors around the world and told them to Photoshop the photo to what was the ideal or perfect body in their country.
Right.
And it's just amazing the different bodies, types, and looks that come out of this. And some of them, the photo was so Photoshopped, it doesn't look like the same girl.
Now, I have to say something. None of the Photoshopped versions appeal to me, and there's a reason, and we just realized that none of these women look muscular or athletic.
None of them are.
They all look skinny fat, if anything. I would call them soft, non-muscular traditional women.
The one from Argentina looks good.
Yes. The one from Argentina is the closest to a body form that I would say looks good.
Miss Colombia looks heavy to me.
Yes.
But that's my perception.
Right.
So,
and I'll tell you what, Miss Egypt looked nice. I mean, I thought she looked good, but again, no sign of muscle, no separation, nothing. And I just realized when I saw these pictures that regular girls just don't look good to me. I think you should look like a fit, athletic woman. I mean, that's for me.
That's my perception. Right. But it was just Mrs. Spain. Miss Spain looked heavy. Actually, she looked heavier than Miss Columbia.
Yeah, and you know what's really interesting? The legs. So in some countries, they made the legs look almost anorexic, where the
Italy,
the thighs were actually smaller than the lower legs. But in other countries, they actually gave these girls cankles, which I guess they like cankles there. They like women who have ankles and calves that are the same width around. It's just funny that they did that.
And what country was that? Venezuela?
Okay. I think it was. I'll have to go back and look.
No, hold on. Just looking at them all. And I think Venezuela is who you're referring to, or Colombia.
Colombia for sure. Colombia definitely had cankles. South Africa looked like she had cankles. Let's see here. Philippines had cankles. I mean, the Filipino girls that they have look very much like the Asian girls, the girl from China. I mean, just very, very thin, very petite. But it's just amazing how, I would have thought they changed the bodies. I didn't think they were going to change the legs so much, and especially the lower legs. Miss Mexico looked good.
That's what I said earlier.
Yeah, I think she looks good.
She was one of, for me, aesthetically, she looked probably better than Miss USA.
I was so surprised at Italy. I got to tell you the truth, because the Italian girls I grew up with did not look like that. She looks almost anorexic.
I don't look like that.
I know. I'm like, what Italian girls are they talking about? Maybe they're talking about Italian models?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Okay, so now while we're on the subject of women, there's a couple studies here that I wanted to talk about. This one comes out of Oxford University,
mm-hmm.
and it's talking about for women, less is more. Mm-hmm. Less training is more as you age. And they're talking about women from the age of 56 years and above.
Right.
And then in the study that they performed, the women who worked out two or three times weekly,
mm-hmm.
didn't have the heart disease or the risk of disease, cardiovascular disease in general. But as the physical activity increased, it didn't do them any better. I mean, they weren't any better off.
But they didn't get any worse either.
No.
Okay. So there's lots of things to talk about here. The first is, I do believe this is true in the case of women. When women become overtrained, the body perceives this as an unusual stressor. And from an evolutionary perspective, they will start to protect body fat instead of losing it. And they could actually start to develop, fatigue and so on, because the body wants to shut it down. It wants you to slow down. Because remember, women, it's women's job to be the vessel of producing other human beings. And so their metabolic makeup is different than a man's. As you pointed out, I mean, I'm losing weight so fast. Women won't do this. But then again, I have a lot more muscle than the average woman that's burning calories all day long. But I think that there is a point of diminishing returns for women, but it's not a hard and fast line in the sand. It changes. The more conditioned.
Can I just say, because this is what I said to Carl during the break. I said, you know, after my whole incident of with my ovarian cyst bursting, blah, 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 I wasn't in the gym that as much.
Right.
And so now I'm not recovering as quickly as I have in the past. So I have a tendency to overdo it when I go into the gym, and I want to do high intensity. I want to do supersets, you know, and you just can't recover as quickly if you haven't been working out on a routine basis.
Okay, so you drove a stick car. So you know what a tachometer is.
Yes, I did.
Okay. So your tachometer has a red line.
Usually, and it was fun.
Yes, driving a stick car is fun. a tachometer has a red line. It's like, let's say, 6,000 RPMs, okay? And in the 1,000 to 6,000 RPM range, there's something called a power curve. You develop more and more and more and more power, and then it flattens out. You really don't develop much more power in those last couple thousand RPMs. Well, when you're young, or if you're a guy, you can always push yourself to the red line day in and day out, and you'll see benefits from that. The red line will actually start to move out further. You could train harder and harder. But with women, I'm of the opinion, because of this whole evolutionary perspective, that women must shift sooner. They can't keep pushing it to the red line, because what happens when a woman pushes it to the red line is the body goes, wow, our environment must be hostile, because she's under stress all the time. And we have to be prepared to bring babies into the world, so we need to stop her.
Well, do you think that it has anything to do with our hormones? Because we have our hormones are so much more complex than a guy's.
I am taking the 35,000 foot view down. The hormones are like at the 5,000 foot view. All the things that play a role in what I'm talking about are part of the reason that a woman starts to shut down. But here's the thing to remember. If a woman continually shifts before the red line, if her red line is 6,000 and she's shifting at 4, so in other words, she's just not pushing herself to the absolute max every time she trains, then her red line will start to move out further too, because she'll be able to train with higher volume and the perceived level of exertion will remain the same, and she'll recover just as fast, and she won't start storing or holding body fat. And see, women are guilty of this. Women are hard workers. They'll be off for 3 weeks. They'll go into the gym and train legs and smash themselves. You don't realize how detrimental that is. You can't take yourself to the red line after being off for 3 weeks. You just can't. And the older you are, the more true this is.
Is there anything that can be done externally, like, creatine or anything that helps with recovery?
Creatine can help. There's no doubt about it. And Crealkaline is what I would use if I was a woman, because you're not going to end up holding water. Okay. But the only thing that can help this change is staying in the gym consistently year after year and keeping that red line out there.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can train with higher volumes and recover faster and feel great and not feel like, wow, that workout just destroyed me.
Well, what about diet? Like, if you do a carb rotation, is there a day that's better for the carbs?
I think women have to look at their nutrition and see what makes them feel good and perform better. It's different for everybody. A woman may not be able to do a severe carbohydrate restriction diet like me and feel good. Me, I feel good. I feel almost euphoric like this.
I like training fasted. I train better when I'm fasted. If I eat and then go try to train legs, I can't do it.
But think about why that's true. Because your blood is in your stomach picking up nutrients. Your body is working to digest food, and your body's going, oh, wait, now you want us to send blood to the quads? We've got this meal to digest. We've got to push this through the intestines. I train fasted, and I always train best fasted. If I eat first, I just don't have the energy to put out. And why? Because my body has to partition some energy for digestion and some energy for the workout. So it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. It does. Okay, do we have time for one more
story?
No,
we really have to take a break. Can okay. we take pick up the story on the other side about women?
Yeah, one more story on women, and then we'll move on.
Okay. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors. A naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms. So sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated, practitioner approved.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome, Bust the Move. Welcome back. Hi. So back to women's issues for a little while longer.
Okay, so this is a study out of São Paulo State University, Brazil. Okay. And it's new research that suggests taking vitamin D supplements can help to significantly increase muscle strength for at least 12 years after menopause.
That's pretty cool.
And what was shocking to me was that women that took the vitamin D supplementation had an increase in muscle strength, and it doesn't say what, if any, type of muscle training they were, weight training they were doing.
Right.
They had a significant increase. It was 25.3%
increase
over 9 months.
And this has been shown in an elderly population by grip strength, not just women, men and women. So it's true. Vitamin D is a hormone. You know, it has a profound effect on the physiology.
And the women who took the placebo actually lost 6.8% muscle mass.
How'd you like to be in that group and find out, well, you got the placebo, so you went backwards.
So their conclusion was that supplementation of vitamin D alone provided significant protection against the occurrence of sarcopenia.
And another selfless, shameful plug.
Now, this had nothing to do with that,
no,
we're on the subject of vitamin D.
Primal D will be out within the next few weeks, the new blend, the new formula, the new more effective formula. So, and Ron, you know, I was talking to Ron Pena yesterday, and Ron said, you know, I am not an advocate of taking oral vitamin D. He goes, the truth is, if people don't have the time to get in the sun, the only viable supplement out there is Primal D, because it's the only vitamin D supplement that delivers vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. And that was a really big compliment. He's a guy who actually went out and bought a special tanning bed, and he forces himself to get in it like 20 minutes a day, and he keeps his vitamin D, his 25 hydroxy levels around 80 nanograms just by using that bed daily.
I was excited when I saw mine were at 63. It's like 63.1,
I know. So the new Primal D will be out very shortly.
And the last time I had it done, it was 29.
I know. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
I have an answer for you.
What happens if you sit on pee in a public restroom?
What happens if you sit on pee? Have you ever seen the movie Alien? It actually burns through your flesh and you lose your leg. Isn't that what happens?
No, actually, I was shocked to read that, not shocked, but you can pick up more germs from like the doorknob and
the
sink and the handles than from actually sitting in urine.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that. In fact, when I leave a bathroom, a public restroom, I wash my hands up to the wrists. I dry them with paper towels, and then I take the paper towels before I throw them in the trash and open the door, and then I throw them in the trash.
I do the same thing.
Because I know that people don't wash their hands and they grab that doorknob, that door handle, and go out. I have witnessed so many guys that don't wash their hands in public restrooms now over the years that I actually thought it would be funny to do a spoof, like comedy, candid camera thing where they walk into the bathroom and go do their business. While they're in the bathroom, you set up with what looks like a TSA where they wipe down for the bomb. You know, and they do that thing and when they come out, you go, oh, sir, I'm sorry. We have to check your hands to make sure you wash them before we can let you go back to your table. How many guys would turn around and walk right back in and wash their hands? I mean, I am flabbergasted by the number of filthy, dirty, pig slob guys that go to the bathroom and leave without washing their hands and go sit down at a table with their family and eat.
It's not only men. I see women in the gym all the time.
Well, I don't see women because I don't go in the ladies' room.
They go into the restroom and then leave and go out into the gym without washing their hands.
That's
how disgusting
to me.
Is that?
I know.
Okay, so it's just really quick. The pee itself won't do anything to you, even if you were to get it on your hands and transfer it to your face, says one of the microbiologists.
Ew.
Isn't that disgusting?
Ew.
I know some people in the audience think that I'm a germaphobe.
Yeah.
I guess I am a bit. Okay, so...
So it won't do anything to you. You don't have to worry about it.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Now I wanted to ask you about beards.
What about them?
Beards may have antibiotic tendencies.
Oh, I hope Mitch Barham is listening. He just started a new company called Noble Grooming. He's got all these products for men's beards.
Really? What type of products?
Oh, stuff that makes your beard softer, makes it shinier, makes it smell good, keeps the food from sticking to it. The last one was a joke. Anyway, but this would be good for him. So go ahead.
They sent swabs from over 100 bearded men to a microbiologist with the intention of seeing what, if anything, would grow in a petri dish.
Mm-hmm.
A lot did grow, but they also found a host of harmless bacteria as well.
Really?
what they found was something seemed to be actively killing off the bacteria that was present in the beards.
So the beard builds up antibiotic effects to attack the potential bugs that would become pathogens.
Well, they're microorganisms who compete with one another for resources, just like animals.
Right.
So it's entirely possible that some of the bacteria found in the beards have evolved to release powerful antibiotic toxins and keep harmful bacteria at bay.
Oh, my God. I just envisioned like a whole like Game of Thrones war going on inside your beard while you're sitting.
I was thinking like, remember the old Pac-Man?
They're all chomping at the
same
stuff.
They're chomping at each other.
Think about that.
That's interesting.
I got to make sure Mitch listens to this because there's a product in this somewhere. I just don't know where it is yet. So that's really interesting. Would you like me to grow a beard?
I don't particularly think so.
Okay, good, because I'd look like Santa because it's all gray. That worked out good.
So do you think that telomerase will help with gray hair?
No, I don't.
I had a conversation with a friend of mine that's a nurse practitioner, and she swears that when she started using a telomerase product, that her gray hair went away.
I don't believe it. No, telomerase won't help. Because losing the pigment in your hair is not a function of DNA changing. That's not what it is. It's the loss of melanin in the cells.
Does copper affect that?
There is some evidence that biotin and copper affect that, yes, but not telomerase. Yeah. No, this is the problem with supplements. Somebody comes out with a supplement. Oh, you know, it made me 3 inches taller and like my gray hair went away. I'm telling you, you got to take it. It's like, nah, it didn't happen.
Well, it's not just supplements. It's everything because another friend told me that she had used that WEN, W-E-N, mm-hmm. hair product.
Right.
And it's all natural. So I thought, well, I'll try it. It didn't work with my hair.
Well, okay, so think about something for a second, right? The purpose of the telomere is a cap on the end of the helical DNA, right?
Yes.
And it keeps the DNA from unraveling. As the DNA starts to unravel, it becomes a poor blueprint, right? Not as readable as it used to be. So now all of a sudden the cells that it produces and the things it produces, they become mutated. They're not made exactly like the original was supposed to, right? Got that?
Yes.
Okay.
I knew that.
Okay. So, but I'm saying this for everybody, right? So imagine now you've got some DNA that's unraveling, right? And you lengthen the telomeres by taking a supplement for a year. Is it going to refold the DNA?
No,
it's just going to keep it from unraveling any further. So no, your gray hair is not going to turn black from extending your telomeres. Absolutely not. And it contradicts common understanding of what happens to DNA and what the role of telomerase is. In fact, the whole role of telomerase is even more complicated than that because DNA is such a large protein. It's folded literally hundreds of times. And the telomeres are at the very, very bottom of the fold. And telomerase is difficult to activate and get to the bottom of the fold. It's not just a matter of activating telomerase, but it's activating it and getting it to where it needs to go. People don't realize this. That's why we actually have a telomerase manufacturer coming aboard. So I've been doing a lot of research in this. It's not just a matter of upregulating telomerase. It's also a matter of getting it into where it belongs in the folded DNA.
Do you believe that it really does?
Yes, I do. Just the way exercise. Look, I don't know that you're going to make your telomeres longer, but if you can preserve them from getting any shorter, that's going to help.
Is there anything that can make them longer?
I don't know. Maybe extremely high doses of telomerase on prolonged periods of time, but I don't think people have the money to do that. I mean,
it's an expensive product.
Yeah, it would be. All the telomerase products are expensive because they're expensive to produce. They're expensive to isolate these things and get them into capsules.
And I guess astragalus just doesn't do it.
No, all of them are made from astragalus.
Well, I understand that, but it's not the molecule from the astragalus.
It's several things. It's several. So back in the day when TA-65 came out, I'm trying to think of the name of the company, Genron or whatever, they're the ones who discovered this particular astragalicide that was responsible for making telomeres longer. Now they've discovered like five different astragalicides that all work this way, and some of them work better than others because of this whole folding phenomenon. And now they're finding out that the glucotides that are in astragalus also can protect telomeres as well. So now what's happening is, instead of isolating for this one thing, they've got to isolate for like a half a dozen things. It's become much more expensive to produce telomerase products in order to stay with the modern science.
Don't you think it's kind of the gold standard right now for anti-aging?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I do. I think that if you're really interested in aging well, you must do something to keep your telomeres from getting shorter. Now, guess what? Intense exercise works too. It may not work as well as a telomerase supplement that you take three or four times a day, but it definitely does work. Okay, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. This is Casual Friday.
I just heard the Actistatin commercial. I love that product.
Yeah, I'm taking pretty high doses of it right now. I need it because I got some overuse injuries because of the way I've been training.
I did some jumping switch lunges in the gym the other day, and they used to bother my knees, but they don't anymore.
Yeah, but if you stop taking Actistatin in 2 weeks, they'll stop bothering your knees.
I know.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing to me.
I know.
Okay, so I want to talk about things to do with your food when it's almost spoiled.
Yeah, because most people throw them away. Food.
I know, we spend a lot of money on organic foods and things like that, and then it's terrible if, like, you don't get to it and then you have to throw it away.
Yeah.
So, leafy vegetables like spinach or whatever, you can just throw that into your protein shakes.
That's a great idea. I didn't think of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then green beans, you can ferment them. It's really fairly simple. All you have to do is... you know how fermenting is really good for your gut anyway. You put them in a jar, a wide mouth jar or mason jar, whatever you have. Leave a couple of inches and pour in some filtered water and a brine made of sea salt.
Mm.
Cover it and leave it at room temperature for a week, and they're fermented.
Well, and then I don't even like the one that they have for bananas. I think ours is better. So what they say is, you know, when bananas get overripe, don't throw them away. Use them in your smoothie or bake with them.
No.
No time to bake, use them in a smoothie. What? No,
put
wrap them up
freezer.
In plastic. Yeah, freeze them. And then guess what?
No, you don't do it in, you do it in foil.
Aluminum foil. I'm sorry. Wrap them up in aluminum foil and freeze them. And guess what? You can then throw them in your smoothie and make
They're
it cold
frozen.
At the same time. But you know what else you can do? Put it in a food processor, blend it, and make it into banana sorbet. We do that all the time.
Yes. Add a little frozen strawberries, and it makes a sorbet with it.
Now, I like our way better because you still got to use it right away. You got to either bake with it or you got to use it in a smoothie. Ours, you can wait months to use it.
Right. And it's in the freezer when you need it. It says to, if you have some apples, just bake them or make applesauce with them, which is something that we do already.
With zucchini, we don't ever have old zucchini in our house.
I love zucchini.
We eat zucchini fast.
I love zucchini in the morning with my eggs.
Yeah.
I love it. And then also, the great thing, you get one of those little pasta makers that you put your zucchini in and you twirl it and it makes like zucchini pasta and you use that instead of pasta.
Yeah. Berries and grapes. Berries and grapes are certainly delicious, but they come with a big price tag, so it's extra important to use them before they turn to mush. Berries can be added into smoothies. So all their remedies are use them right away. It's not like how do you preserve them to use them later. I'm kind of disappointed in this list.
Well, the potatoes, it talks about roasting them in the oven with a little bit of olive oil and sea salt for 450 degrees, and then you put them in the refrigerator, and then you can use them for soups or
whenever you want.
I like that idea because once you refrigerate them, then the starch, doesn't it turn into fiber?
Yeah. So it has a lower glycemic index. This one I like. Milk, because most people, they throw milk away once they think it's bad. But actually, technically, it's still safe to use, even if it's past the code date and starts to smell a little bit. You can add it to baked goods. It'll improve the flavor. It gives things a little sour, like almost like a sourdough flavor. Obviously, if you bake it, any pathogens in it are going to be killed. So you don't have to worry about getting sick from it. It's almost going to be like adding yogurt to your food. That's a good one.
Also, the asparagus, the overripe asparagus, if you've ever noticed, the tips of them get kind of mushy. If you cut that, or you don't really even have to cut that off, you can just like wipe that off and then blanch it and then freeze asparagus. I've never frozen asparagus before.
Well, and here's another one that you and I can use because we buy a lot of cheeses and we buy a lot of Parmesan cheese. Well, it says here that you can freeze Parmesan cheese for up to 6 months.
I never knew that. And so that's a good one for us.
The firmer varieties tend to withstand the cold longer and better than soft ones. So the firm cheeses, you can freeze. Don't throw them away. There's never any old cottage cheese in our house.
No.
that doesn't stick around too long.
So, and a lot of times the yogurts, the milk, the cottage cheese, they're not bad once it says expired on it.
Yeah. Eggs. There's never any old eggs in our house, but let's see what it says. The good news about eggs are usually they're good for several days past the expiry. Hell, they're good for weeks. The simple way to check their status is to do a float test by placing them in a bowl of water. If they float, they've gone bad. That's true because they're building up gas, hydrogen gas, sulfur gas, I'm sorry, inside the egg. That's a good point. If they sink or lay horizontally, they're still good. If you don't have any immediate plans to use them, just throw them at your neighbor's car. It'll be a great... just hard boil them, peel them, pickle them in a jar with brine made of water, vinegar, salt, and sugar. That's a great idea. Pickled eggs are fantastic. I never thought of that.
And then also cucumbers, you can pickle them just like that with the same recipe. I like that.
Yeah, let's see. Is there anything else really worth peanut butter? There would never, ever, ever be old peanut butter in your house if Elisa comes to stay with you. Elisa not only eats peanut butter, but she eats peanuts out of the bag, too. You love peanuts, right?
I do love peanuts.
Since you were like this big, you've loved peanuts, right?
I always have. Yeah. And I didn't eat them for a long time until Alex wrote the blog that said it was okay to eat them.
Thank you, Alex.
And then he became my hero.
There you go. Tortillas. Tortillas make great replacements for shingles on your roof. If you have tortillas laying around the house, go up and nail them on your roof.
We leave our nuts in the refrigerator. You can smell if they're rancid. They smell like, isn't it paint?
Yeah. Like, if you buy walnuts and you open the bag and it smells like you just opened the can of latex paint in the house, don't eat them. Bring them back right away because they've gone bad.
You can freeze nuts too.
I didn't know that. So you can pretty much freeze everything.
You can extend the shelf life by freezing them after you purchase them. So I think keeping them in the refrigerator or freezer will work.
This is one I want to read because, in my opinion, if shrimp goes bad, throw it away. Shrimp should be cooked quickly if it's fresh. Cooked shrimp will last in the refrigerator for up to 5 days, but you should throw it out immediately if they has starts to smell or get slimy to the touch. You're best to cook up your shrimp you think is near. What'd you say?
Shrimp.
Swimp, as they say in Louisiana. Cook up your swimp if it's getting close to the end date, and then work it into a pasta dish or as a salad topping. Freezing, like many of the foods on here, also keeps it safe and for a few more months. Which, by the way, so we're learning now that old thing that you say, oh, you can't refreeze food, that's nonsense. You can refreeze things.
Isn't shrimp smelly and slimy anyway when you buy it?
No, it shouldn't be if it's fresh. And here's the other thing. If shrimp smells like dirty black socks, and those of you who've had to pick up your husband's socks after he's left them on the floor know what I'm talking about. If shrimp smells like dirty black socks, throw it away. Don't keep it around. So there it is. That's your short list of how to use the foods before they go bad. We can take a break now.
Okay.
And then we've got some really good stories to talk about at the top of the hour. You want to talk about...
I want to talk about... there's a couple things. We're going to talk about the Zika virus.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the water situation in Flint.
Yes.
And we're going to talk again... We haven't spoken about vaccines in a while, so I want to revisit that.
Okay. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday here at the Superhuman Radio Network. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. You know what I love? I love when I've predicted something and it comes true.
And what was that in this case?
In this particular case, it's about when they took BPA out of plastics, I suggested that they'd replace it with something that is just as harmful to us and that the FDA would not. I mean, think about this. So the FDA agrees we got to get BPA out. Don't you think the FDA would force the companies to prove that what they were going to use instead would not be as bad for us as BPA, right? Wouldn't you think that that would be their job?
Yes.
I mean, they wouldn't just say, hey, just find something. Just shut these people up and find something and get BPA out so we can stop getting phone calls from citizens. And I said, the FDA is not going to force these companies to get BPA out until they have found something to replace it with. And what they replace it with is probably going to be just as bad, and we'll find that out in a few years. Now let's move forward.
A new study published in the Journal of Endocrinology found that bisphenol S, BPS, which is a common replacement for BPA, is just as harmful as BPA. While BPS has previously been linked to health risks, researchers specifically found that it can speed up embryonic development and disrupt the reproductive system.
Now think about this. Speed up embryonic development. Let me if it's affecting embryonic development, that means that it's affecting the development of the forming fetus in a mother. So think about this. What potentially could go wrong with the baby when you start to fool around with the developmental phases? Everything. Every type of neurological disorder, every type of birth defect, everything.
They used a zebrafish, and they found that the embryos changed in just one day when they were exposed to BPS.
Yeah. See, so, again, I mean, and you know what? I'm not a smart guy. It's not like, oh, you know, I'm so smart. I can see the future. It's just, you just have to look to the past to predict the future. You just have to look at the shenanigans of the FDA and the companies it provides oversight to see what they did in the past and go, oh, they're going to do this again.
The scientists tracked the development of the fish's reproductive endocrine brain cells. They discovered that those that were exposed to the BPA and BPS were overstimulated, which led to early puberty and which can lead to early puberty and fertility issues.
Well, let's go back. Imagine that this is happening in the womb. Now, I've talked about this, right? The religious right likes to say that the lesbian and gay and bisexual community, they just do this because they want to. They just choose to be this way. And I say, no, their brains are different than heterosexual people, because you cannot force yourself to be attracted to guys if you're a guy. You cannot force yourself to be attracted to a woman if you're a woman. It doesn't work that way. So their brains have to be wired differently. And we've talked about how the genitalia form first, but then sexual preference in the brain forms in the second trimester. So you could have a fetus with a penis that the brain turns out to be that of a female as far as sexual preference goes. So you have a guy who's attracted to other guys. Well, BPS and BPA could be the reason for that if it's screwing with the speed in which development happens.
Well, and you know, we're exposed to so many plastics every day. My goal is, I mean, you know, like even plastic bags, you can buy the Target brand has BPA free, but it probably has BPS in it.
Look, we're going to find out 100 years from now, long after we're all gone, but hopefully people are still listening to these shows. They're still playing 100 years from now, that all plasticizers are hormonal disruptors. They are endocrine disruptors, all plasticizers.
Do you think everybody should be using either DIM or calcium deglucurate to get rid of the xenoestrogens?
That, but also I think everybody should be eating a lot more fat.
Does the fat take it out of your system?
Yes. Look, Fortunes in Formula, the book that I have from the 1800s, right? It talks all about
this book that looks like it's about ready to disintegrate.
Right. And it's all about formulas. It's all about apothecary type formulas. So when someone poisoned themselves, regardless of the poison, the first thing that they made them do was heavy cream, egg yolks, tallow, lard. Why? Because these toxins have an affinity to fat. If you're consuming enough fat in your diet every single day, the toxins you come in contact with won't get stored in tissue. They'll get carried out in your waste. But if you're eating a low-fat diet, these toxins have no place else to be stored but in your fat cells.
And it shocks me. The amount of, like, my friends that still think that you're not supposed to eat fat. One friend in particular, she'll order oatmeal and skim milk with it.
Yeah. Did you see that Harvard study that said mm-hmm. that Harvard study comes out and saying they're telling people stop drinking skim milk?
I saw that.
And Alex just published a study about how important those cellular fat cell layers are actually to your body and your health.
And people who eat margarine instead of butter?
Oh,
really?
But this is my point, okay? So my point is here that the FDA cares not about your health. And the companies that produce foods and products that we package our foods in care not about your health. So you better be the intelligent one to care about your health and make the right decisions. That's it.
Okay. Moving on. I want to give Nick Guggs a shout out because he posted this on my wall.
Okay.
The CDC adds 3 more shots to the vaccine schedule.
Could you imagine? I would shudder to bring a child into the world today.
The U.S., vaccine schedule from birth to 18 years old is 74 doses as compared to 24 from 1983.
And you know, and just in case people haven't heard me say this.
Well, let me ask you a question. why from 1983 to 2016 do they need that many more vaccines?
Because it makes a lot of money. Vaccines are big business. But listen, it's not the vaccines that are the problem. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again for the odd new listener who thinks I'm an anti-vaccine person. The vaccine isn't the problem. The process of hormesis, it works. It's all the things that they have to add to the vaccines to make them have a two-year shelf life, multi-injection vial. It's all the preservatives and adjuvants and all these other things that they add to them that have nothing to do with the vaccination process.
What?
They have to do with the producing of the vaccine.
Why does a nine-year-old, so what they've done now is they've lowered the age for the HPV vaccine to 9 years old.
Right.
Why does a nine-year-old need an HPV vaccine?
Well, he may be having casual sex with his schoolmates. I don't know. I mean, what do they think? This is nonsense. And you know what? More and more parents are being wise about how they vaccine and how often they vaccinate, and they're choosing the vaccines that they think are most important.
In 1950, there were three childhood vaccines typically given to a child when entering school. Three.
Right.
So in 1950, it's changed from 3 to 2016 to now, 74.
Now, those who embrace science, I was reading a post the other day by someone who I'm not going to mention her name, but she's got a huge following, and everything is about science. She believes in science, and if there's no scientific proof to prove that glyphosate is harmful, she believes the science that says glyphosate is safe. And as I was reading her comments, I was thinking to myself, has she not seen the science that got Vioxx released on the market? Has she not seen the science that got thalidomide released on the market? People who put all their trust in science are fools, because humans produce science, and humans have agendas, and humans are driven by greed, and humans do terrible things to other humans. So I am all for science, but blindly trusting science 100% because it's science, you're an idiot. I'm sorry to say it. You are.
Okay, so a six-month-old baby born today receives 2.5 times the number of vaccines as the maximum permitted for a six-year-old back in the 1980s.
Interesting that they used the term permitted. I'd love to understand why they had a limit on how many vaccines. I wonder what that was. I'd love to find that out.
And by that same time, that same child was 12 years old, he or she would receive over 7 times the number of vaccines as a child born 30 years ago.
We need a company to start producing vaccines the way they're supposed to be produced, the way they were produced back in the 1800s when it was just the attenuated virus and not a medium to carry it and store it for 2 years in a vial, that were actually producing results without the potential side effects of all the other garbage that's in there. And I know that there's people out there going to say, but Carl, you're an idiot. You don't understand. Science has shown they're safe. This is science, 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 science. Well, science is the reason that the world is so effed up right now.
Okay.
Because we've embraced chemicals and every other damn thing out there.
So there was just a bill introduced in New York making flu shots mandatory for preschoolers. Yeah. Flu shots for preschoolers being mandatory. And the guy who is the one that's introducing the bill, his name is Dinowitz, D-I-N-O-W-I-T-S. Mm-hmm. He takes campaign donations from Pfizer.
Yeah, of course.
But one of the things I wanted to say is the only two states that have mandatory flu shots for preschoolers is Connecticut and New Jersey.
And? Are you going to say, and they have the highest autism rate in the country?
Well, no, New Jersey does.
Yeah.
New Jersey does. Yeah. Okay, so if you go to this graph here, 1 in 36 children in New Jersey have autism.
Yeah.
In the rest of the United States, it's 1 in 50.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it's very interesting. Very interesting.
Okay.
And I know the pro-vaccine people are going to say that we're stupid, we're anti-vaccine idiots, we don't understand how many
diseases would
be here.
You don't think there's a correlation to having a mandatory flu shot and 1 in 36 having the highest rate of autism?
No, because they'll point to some study that says there's not. See?
Okay, so childhood today, 1 in 3 is overweight. 1 in 6 has learning disabilities. 1 in 9 has asthma. 1 in 10 has ADHD. 1 in 12 has food allergies. 1 in 20 has seizures.
Yeah. And they and people don't think it's a result of what we're doing to ourselves. Because science doesn't say that. Some study says, no, this is safe.
Okay, so one more thing on vaccines. Well, for now. So NBC did a poll, and they asked Congress, are your kids vaccinated? So
was this anonymous? Were they able to respond anonymously?
I guess. Yeah. I'm not sure. So what they posted or what they reported on was that 434 House members surveyed. Zero responded with no. But what they didn't say was 273 of them said no response.
And you know why they said no response. So because they don't want to come out and say they don't vaccinate.
So for the average person that doesn't look deeper, they wouldn't go and look at that number that says no response.
Right.
So 7 declined to answer. 33 said they had no children.
Mm-hmm.
121 said they did vaccinate.
Right.
And 273 said no response.
That's
but they reported that zero responded no.
Yeah. So they make it look like something it's not.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, you know what? I don't care what anybody says. There's something else going on with vaccines. And again, I stand where I stand. I don't think that the premise of vaccines is bad. I understand the hormetic effect, the ability to build up resistance, but it's the commercial production of vaccines that's doing something else.
But couldn't our children go out and work in the fields and be exposed to?
Oh, who has fields today? Nobody even goes out in the sun. Who's going to send their kids out in the field? They don't even want to. They have to buy a Sony Wii so their kid gets activity. Otherwise, the kid sits on the sofa and eats 3,000 calories a day and becomes a morph. And that, oh yeah, we're going to send them out in the field. If you sent your kids to work at a farm, like, you know, and you bragged about it to your neighbors, they'd call Child Protective Services on you and say, oh, you know, they're abusing this kid. They make him go work on a farm every weekend. You can't do anything today that's intelligent. You can't do anything today that's good for you. Because all the other people out there get jealous. They get upset about what you're doing. And then they want you to stop because they want you to be like them.
Okay, so what about taking your child and let them, you know, giving them pets or letting them ride horses? Let them ride horses or something.
We talked about that. Having pets doesn't do the same thing as working with farm animals.
It doesn't, huh?
No. Pets are domesticated. It's different. We got to take a break.
When we come back, let's talk about the Zika virus.
Yes, Zika virus. I like that name. It's pretty cool. Stay tuned.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines
combines precise levels of six ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential. Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Don't go.
Where are you going?
Don't go, Sharona. I'm not going anywhere. Welcome back. Okay.
So, I wanted to talk about a couple things, and the Zika virus just doesn't make sense, okay?
Yeah. Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
But also, when we first started hearing about the Zika virus, the first thing I said was, how do we really know it's coming from these mosquitoes? Have they caught the mosquitoes that have the Zika virus in them? And then how do we know that those mothers were bit by that Zika virus bearing mosquito? Remember, we talked about this last show. I was saying, you know, was it summertime when these people were getting pregnant and having these babies? Was it wintertime? Were there even mosquitoes around at that time? Because I just didn't buy the whole, Zika virus mosquito linkage.
Okay, so did you know that the first patent for a Zika vaccine was filed 9 months ago?
Amazing. Way before the Zika virus. And don't forget.
9 months ago.
Don't forget. Listen, folks. We had Ebola. The whole world was going to come to an end. President Obama signed billions of dollars to the pharmaceutical industry to start working on a vaccine immediately. We didn't hear anything about Ebola anymore. It all just went away. Apparently, just spending the money cured Ebola. They didn't even have to make the vaccine. Now, mysteriously, the Zika virus is everywhere to be found. Everybody needs to worry about it. And 9 months ago, they filed a patent on a Zika virus vaccine. Boy, good thing they happened to be working on it already.
According to an article in the Latin Post, Bharat, Bharat Biotech International in Hyderabad, India, filed a patent for a Zika virus vaccine. Yeah. On Zika, we are probably the first vaccine company in the world to file a vaccine candidate patent about 9 months ago, said their managing director.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's another question.
I mean, companies don't invest money. Listen to me. Pharmaceutical companies don't invest money into vaccines unless they think they're going to sell millions and millions of doses. Zika virus was nowhere to be found months ago.
Okay, so now the state of Florida has declared a state of emergency.
Because of Zika virus?
There are only 50 reported cases in the United States, and Florida has declared a state of emergency.
Yeah. That's comical. I can't get over it.
I don't understand that.
Now the Zika virus has been around a lot longer than the mosquitoes, right?
Oh, it's been around for a long time. Okay, so now today the CDC reported, I'm sorry, February 2nd, but I heard it on one of the morning shows this morning, right, while I was on the treadmill. The CDC has reported that the Zika virus was sexually transmitted from someone who had traveled abroad, came back and had sex with someone that lives in Dallas and transmitted the Zika virus sexually.
Okay.
So now they're saying everybody needs to wear condoms so that they don't get the Zika virus.
So it's almost like AIDS all over again. Now it's a sexually transmitted disease, and it's going to get worse. Okay.
Dallas County Health and Human Services confirmed the case Tuesday afternoon and said the patient was infected after having sexual contact with an ill individual who returned from a country where the virus is known to be present.
Well, and I can believe that. I can believe that it was sexually transmitted. That doesn't seem far-fetched to me. How did the person who was how did the person who transmitted it get the Zika virus? Do we know? Was he bitten by a mosquito?
They don't know.
Did he have a vaccine? Did he get a vaccine? Wasn't there a vaccine that caused an outbreak of Zika in Brazil?
Am I giving away too much? Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
But it doesn't say whether he was. But now they're saying it could potentially spread like herpes.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's move on to the Tdap vaccine.
Okay.
So there's question as to whether or not the Tdap is causing the Zika virus outbreak. I mean, I'm sorry, the microcephaly outbreak in Brazil.
And not Zika virus. Okay, so keep in mind, so people are thinking, well, this is from the BMJ. This is published in 2016, just this month.
Yes.
Okay. So what they were talking about is the pertussis vaccination during pregnancy causing microencephaly in a large number of children. Guess where? In Brazil. Guess where the epicenter of the Zika virus / mosquito outbreak is in Brazil?
So they're saying here that there could be a link between the introduction of the Tdap vaccination that women in Latin America were urged to get before they were 22 weeks pregnant and the birth of the babies with these deformities. In late 2014, the Ministry of Health of Brazil announced the introduction of the Tdap, and all pregnant women in that country, as a part of their vaccination routine program, should go and get vaccinated while they were pregnant.
Right. And many of them did. And then they had a large number of babies.
4,000. 4,000 children.
Microencephaly.
So I'm asking you this.
How do we know that?
The mosquitoes have been around forever have been carrying this Zika virus.
Right.
So why all of a sudden now are they?
Maybe the pharmaceutical industry is trying to cover up what they did to these children by blaming it on the mosquitoes. That could happen. Well, that's not an absurdity.
I'm just questioning all of this.
No, I agree. But here's the bottom line, folks. Microencephaly is not just caused by the Zika virus and the suspicious mosquitoes. Apparently, 4,000 cases of microcephaly were caused by the Tdap vaccine. For those out there who say vaccines are safe, they've been proved. This is published in the British Medical Journal. This is not some a conspiracy theory website.
According to the FDA, adequate testing has not been done in humans to demonstrate safety for pregnant women, and it is not known whether the vaccines can cause fetal harm or affect reproduction capacity. The manufacturers of the Tdap vaccine state that human toxicity and fertility studies are inadequate and warn that Tdap should not be given to pregnant women or should only be given to pregnant women if needed.
Like as a last resort.
Yes.
Yeah. So here's the smoking gun for the Zika virus outbreak. It's not the Zika virus at all. The microencephaly is being caused by the Tdap vaccine.
So there's another theory.
Now, just imagine if
you're another theory.
Wait, I want to go back for a second. So imagine you're a woman and you're being told by your doctor, in Venezuela or Brazil, you need to get this Tdap shot now while you're 22 weeks into your pregnancy. And so you talk to some friends, and one of your friends says, oh, don't trust vaccines, 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 vaccines. And then another one of your friends says, look, I'm a biologist, I'm a scientist, these vaccines are safe, you should get it, you should take it, don't worry about it. And then, you know, several months later, you give birth to a baby that has microcephaly. So do you go back and blame the person who defended the vaccine and said, no, it's safe? Because they jump all over us, those who say, look, we need to rethink the whole vaccine thing. Let's make sure it's safe. Like, let's make sure that we're not causing problems with it. When we say that, we are tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorists. But meanwhile, here's a study in the BMJ saying that the Tdap vaccine caused 4,000 cases of microcephaly. Not a small number, folks. Not an insignificant situation.
It says here, according to a New York Times article, the virus was isolated more than a half a century ago in April of 1947 is when they
found it,
when they discovered the Zika virus.
Yeah, and it's been relatively under control. And all of a sudden we have this this state of emergency epidemic. But meanwhile, no one is asking if these mothers have all gotten any type of vaccines, that maybe it's not just the Tdap vaccine. Maybe there's something in the Tdap vaccine that's causing it, not the vaccine itself, an ingredient that they use that's also in other vaccines that's causing microcephaly in other places. We don't know. Because don't forget, the American government indemnifies pharmaceutical companies who hurt people with vaccines. If you are hurt by a vaccine, good luck trying to get some justice.
Okay, so now let's throw some more fire.
Wood on the fire.
Wood on the fire. Right. So, is the Zika virus related to GMO mosquitoes?
What do you mean GMO mosquitoes?
They introduced genetically modified, there was a genetically modified mosquitoes that were introduced to a farm in Brazil. It was in the same region where the Zika virus has now broken out.
Uh-huh.
In July 2015, following the release of the OX513A strain of male mosquitoes into the wild in a forest in northeast Brazil, biotech company Oxitech proudly announced they had successfully controlled the Aedes mosquito that spreads dengue fever.
Dengue fever.
Yeah. And Zika virus by reducing the target population by more than 90%. But if you look at the map where they released the mosquitoes, it's the same
area where the Zika virus is breaking out now. Well, and so this makes you wonder, when we genetically modify something, just because we are brilliant scientists, do we really know what we're doing in the complete dynamic scope of nature? No, we don't.
What about
the damn salmon that are going to be out in the ocean?
I snoped that, and it says unproven
That's not a true story, they're saying?
They're just saying it's unproven right now.
Oh, unproven, but they're not denying that this genetically modified mosquito exists.
No, they're not. They just said it was unproven.
Okay.
So the genetically modified mosquito does exist.
And it happens to be in the, it was released in the same area of Brazil where the Zika virus is breaking out.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep, folks, science has all the answers for you. March right into the building, get all your shots, take all your pills, and listen to big government because they have your best interests at heart. Don't fear. Everything will be fine. We're the government. We know what we're doing. We know stuff. All right. I got to take a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you
you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Now I'm lost. I'm screaming for help. Welcome back. Okay, what do we got to talk about, Alyssa?
I just want to read a listener comment really
quick.
Yeah,
please, please.
So this came through our admin email.
Okay.
Carl and Alyssa, from someone by the name KZ is all it has on there.
Okay.
Aside from cardboard, another alternative to plastic is silicone as well as modified glass. I suspect it's all technologically possible, just nobody really tried to do it. Too much historical momentum with plastics, much like grains and seed oils.
Yes.
There are also natural plant polymers used in clothing sometimes. Think of all the oil saved also.
And modified glass I've read about. Modified glass could potentially be just like plastic. But the problem with it is when they modify it, are they going to add plasticizers to it to make it more resilient and flexible and easier to mold? So, I mean, we come back to whenever we start trying to make other things act and be like plastic, we end up back on the plastic path.
Well, and I know you've talked about this on the show because we had I can't remember her name. She was talking about BPA.
Right.
Everybody's trying to take amalgam fillings out of their mouth because of the mercury. But you know what they're replacing them with is the
composites,
which have
BPA
in them.
Yeah, so now you have it right in your mouth, and it's you're leaching it all the time.
So now I'm so happy I have no mercury. I do have a few small fillings that have the composite material.
This is why it's so important to take care of your teeth so you never have to have anything put in your mouth but teeth. Really. I mean, I wish I would have got that message when I was a kid. I got to be honest with you.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so what are we talking about first?
I want to talk about the situation in Flint, Michigan again.
And we actually have somebody who's going to come on the show probably next week to really give us an update, who's there, feet on the ground, kind of a reporter type of thing. Yeah, and I'm very fortunate. Consantori Davison hooked me up with somebody there. And we're going to do a full report because this is an atrocity what's going on in Flint, Michigan.
So I guess they are accelerating the plans to replace all of the pipes, all the lead pipes there,
yeah.
Which is good news.
That's good news. But, you know, really? I mean, I'm still waiting for somebody to go to jail. Send somebody to jail. Then the pipes will mean something.
Okay. So I asked one of our listeners, why haven't they suggested chelation therapy?
Right.
And the response was that, oh, yeah, it's been suggested, but the other questions are, will it do anything because the kids have been exposed for so long?
That's true. It's in their tissue now.
And who's going to pay for it?
Yeah. Well, that's what affordable health care is for, I thought.
Medicaid, state, feds, anyone, question mark.
Yeah, somebody's got to pay for it. I mean, really, the state should have to pay for it because they're the ones who did this. They're the ones who caused this problem. They are the criminals in this process. And, you know, so I said somebody needs to go to jail. Who's that guy, the administrator? We learned who he is. I don't know his name right now.
They talked about it today.
Yeah, we'll cover this when we do the whole story on it. But he shouldn't be the only one to go to jail. Whoever his superiors are. What happened to the captain going down with the ship? You know, if we don't hold everybody in the line of decision making responsible for this kind of an atrocity, then the message that's sent is, yeah, we can do this kind of stuff and, you know, we'll just give them a lamb, a sacrificial lamb, and everybody else stay. No, everybody involved in the decision-making process needs to be tagged with this problem.
It says here, in April of 2014, a state-appointed emergency manager switched Flint's water source from the Detroit Water and Sewage Department to the salt-filled Flint River for reasons still unknown. No anti-corrosive agent was added, and the water burned through old pipes. It was 18 months before the city and state admitted that the water was undrinkable.
And now the governor is saying, well, he didn't know about – there's something else. So there was some other event taking place, and they're saying now that it was because of the water. Do you know what it is? That was on the news this morning.
Mm-mm.
So there's some other illness going on. Oh, Legionnaires.
Legionnaires.
So they're saying, well, you know what? There was actually an internal email memo from one of the administrators at the state level saying, well, outbreak of Legionnaires disease is most likely a result of this filthy water. I'm paraphrasing that people have been drinking. And, when the governor was asked about this, he said, well, I never heard of this before. This is the first time I'm hearing about it. Well, you know what? I don't know about him, but I know for a fact that if you go into court, and you plead ignorance of a law, that's not a defense. If you plead ignorance of something when you are supposed to be the guy in charge, that's not a defense.
Nine are dead.
You should have known.
Nine.
You should know everything. And if you don't, you have a problem. You have the problem.
Nine people are dead from the Legionnaires outbreak.
Yeah, I mean, we got this is, you know what? If a whole slew of people in state and city government in Michigan don't go to jail, then this country is effed, man, because they can kill us, they can poison us, they can do whatever they want, and sovereign immunity will protect them. But you try doing something, even a fraction like this, and go into court and say, oh, Your Honor, I didn't know there was a law against that. They throw you in jail. No, this has got to play out where people go to jail in Michigan. It's got to. The people need to demand it. I mean, you know what? Where's Black Lives Matter people now? They should be there right now going, Flint, Michigan, the city of Flint, the city of Detroit, the state of Michigan. Because you know what? Most of these people are African American. Where are the Black Lives Matter people?
There are 17 cities in Pennsylvania where 10% of the children tested positive for lead exposure.
Well, what have I been saying for 9 years on this show? Water treatment facilities have been operating at the same level, standard level, for the past 100 years. Everything else around us is upgraded except our water. I mean, they have been charging us for water, and they haven't invested anything into making our water better, given the current technologies and standards available. I mean, this is a call to action by every city manager to look at how your water treatment plants work and upgrade them now. Stop poisoning people. Stop telling people to drink what comes out of their tap when it's garbage. Stop complaining that people buy too much bottled water when you're pumping garbage into their homes.
And now you have to worry about the BPA with the bottled water.
Yeah, I mean, there's no
everything.
Place. Move to the countries, dig yourself a well.
But that still could have...
I know, because we've crapped on the planet. We've really painted ourselves into a corner here. And all those people out there who are saying, well, science proves that this isn't true and that this is safe, and it's all nonsense. You got to live by what you believe in your heart, because that way, if you're wrong, it's your fault that you shortened your life and not somebody else's.
So what do you think about chelation therapy to remove heavy metals from your body?
You know, I don't know enough about it, to be honest with you. I just don't know enough about it. Why not just give blood every 2 months for a year?
Even if you've been exposed, like the people in Flint?
Yeah. Let somebody else send your blood to the DC and let them.
They won't take that.
No,
blood.
No. Yeah, no, they should send it to Washington DC. So whenever politicians go in for surgery, they get the lead infused blood from Flint, Michigan citizens. That's what they should do.
Chelation therapy is a treatment used in conventional medicine for removing heavy metals, including mercury, from the blood. It involves an intravenous injection of a chelating agent, EDTA.
Right.
It's a synthetic amino acid. It binds to heavy metals and minerals in the blood so that they can be excreted in the urine.
But the problem with that is in the blood. The problem is that these heavy metals are deposited in tissue. How do you get deep into the tissue? How do you get the tissue to release its mercury? How do you get it to release it slowly so that you don't kill the person or cause diseases? I mean, getting this stuff out of the body is a huge chore, and it's protracted over a long time. You can't just go, okay, we'll just give everybody chelation therapy 4 or 5 times, they'll be fine. No, you may clean the blood up, but then over the next 5, 6, 7 months, the tissue is going to release this stuff back into the blood, because this is kind of like a situation of osmosis. When the blood becomes less dense, more stuff gets stored in it. So then you got to do it again, and then you got to do it again, then you got to do it again. You got to keep doing it and testing the blood and go, oh, we're finally not seeing any mercury coming out in the blood. So the tissue must have given up everything. And this could take years. Because don't forget, these people have had these heavy metals deposited into their blood, into their cells, every single day, 365 days a year, for 10 years. You can't just do a couple chelation therapies and go, oh yeah, we fixed it, we're done. Doesn't work that way. So it's very sad. Very, very sad.
So let me ask you this. I've read that the selenium from Brazil nuts is supposed to carry metals.
It methylates mercury, and it allows the liver to get mercury out of the body.
Will it do the same with lead?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, and I do know that you can eat too many Brazil nuts as well.
Too much selenium is no good
too
as well.
Too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a fine line.
Yes. That's why it's better not to have this stuff build up in your body in the first place. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Oh, I'm so happy we get off early today. Well, listen, it's been a great week here. We've had lots of great shows. We've got lots of great shows next week. We hope you can tune in live. If you can't tune in live, please always download the podcast. And please share Superhuman Radio with your friends.
And oh yeah, by the way, Sunday is Super Bowl, so don't eat too many chips, but you can eat the guacamole.
Yeah, the guacamole is good for you.
I read somewhere that there's like hundreds of pounds of guacamole consumed on Super Bowl Sunday.
That's great. That's really awesome.
Yeah, but they eat them with the chips.
Eat them with plantain instead.
Yeah, plantain
if you want to eat chips, eat plantain. Get yourself some plantain. Trader Joe's has plantain. It's a much better choice than corn chips.
Those plantains that Trader Joe's have, sea salt, and I think they're made in coconut oil, and that's
it. And they're baked.
And they're baked.
Yeah, really good. Really good if you really, really want a carb-based chip. There you go, and it has lots of potassium. Okay, that's all we've got. See you next week.
Bye.